Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Today sees the start of a two-week mini-festival and companion to the Cambridge Folk Festival, which features Tom Robinson, Wilco Johnson, Ward Thomas and Wildwood Kin. City Roots, run by Cambridge Live, opens with, I knew I should practice this one, Sona Yobate and Munta Valdo. David O'Hara is here from Cambridge Live and will probably now don't correct me on my pronunciation.
That was a valiant effort, Julian.
It's not bad.
we've got Sona Yobate tonight with Munta Valdo opening the festival at the Cambridge Corn Exchange. We're really excited.
That's good. And it's 2 weeks, really, of sort of, say, back-to-back, but sometimes I think there's going to be multiple events going on at once.
Yeah, I think we're really trying to capture that festival sort of feel throughout the city. So we do have multiple things happening in multiple venues. So we've worked with some brilliant partners like the Cambridge Junction, which has essentially allowed us to have that sort of scale throughout the city. So we're really excited.
Is it important, actually, to get it in the sort of the far reaches and corners of the city? I know there's something going on at the Portland Arms a couple of times in order to basically make it more than just something happening at the Corn Exchange. Great venue though that is.
Absolutely. I mean, you've hit the nail on the head there. We've worked with a lot of smaller venues throughout the city, and that's been a really key part of it. Folk, it's city roots, and a large part of that is traditional folk music. And one of the things, as an example, that we've done is worked with venues like the Geldart, the Rathmore Club on Cherry Hinton Road, the Portland Arms Stories Field. There's going to be music sessions happening throughout the city throughout the 2 weeks as well. So there's big bands like Ward Thomas and Wildwood Kin at the Corn Exchange, and small, intimate, informal sessions happening at places like the Geldart as well.
Now, so, I'm interested about that. Yeah. Geldart, we had a feature, of course, on Flavour here about it all a couple of weeks ago. Geldart's, I know, familiar, it has music there, but it's a relatively small venue, so that really is bringing it out into a different part of the city.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we really wanted to sort of encourage with this is highlighting those brilliant small venues throughout the city that have brilliant things all year round. So the things that you're going to be seeing in places like the Geldart and the Earl of Beaconsfield and the Rathmore Club aren't unique to City Roots. They happen throughout the year, but one of the nice things that we can do is help shine a light on those brilliant things.
So if you're like somebody who maybe lives, I should mention, for those who are not aware, Geldart is not too far away from us in our little corner of Cambridge. But there'll be people, you know, sometimes, for example, I guess like us from this side going over across to the Portland. It's a great venue, but you have to make a teeny tiny bit of an effort to get there, where the Geldart, of course, is more on the doorstep. And vice versa, there'll be people in other parts of the city to maybe encourage them out a little bit more to discover what else is there.
We've looked at the geography of the city and we've sort of tried to be as strategic as we can in choosing places, so that really, if you do want to just dip your toe in the water and see some, you know, traditional informal sessions in your local pub, there's opportunity to do that. If you want to go to every pub in the city and see that music, we want you to do that. And if you want to buy a ticket for the Corn Exchange, we want you to do that also.
So how close is the relationship with the Folk Festival? It's a nice little marketing thing, of course, but the Folk Festival very much has a life of its own.
Absolutely. I mean, the reason why we've done City Roots ultimately is because the Folk Festival is obviously a festival that has been going for 50 odd years that brings in artists like Patti Smith and First Aid Kit to the city of Cambridge. We wanted to grow the festival beyond that weekend. We are absolutely resolute that we're not going to change the festival to a bigger venue. We need to keep it at Cherry Hinton Hall because it is a critical part of the makeup of it. So we really see City Roots as the sort of as one of those drivers to bring that music tradition beyond Cherry Hinton Hall, beyond that weekend. So really is it's an integral part of what we're trying to do with the festival, really.
But of course, a lot of people from Cambridge, as you know yourself, we sat in our little van, your Cambridge Live press office is next door, the Sky Spaceship and Mobile Classroom is opposite us. But you do get to see so many Cambridge people at the Folk Festival. It's, you know, you genuinely can walk around and it doesn't take very long before you bump into somebody who is from Cambridge, potentially. You bump into your next door neighbour there.
I mean, that's true. I mean, the Folk Festival it's a really unique festival in that we do bring in, you know, big acts, but it is it's arced around the folk tradition, and the fact that it's tied to Cambridge and is a huge, huge part of it. I mean, you couldn't just put Cambridge Folk Festival anywhere, obviously. 30% of the audience for the Folk Festival comes from the city and the surrounding villages. The rest comes sort of from throughout the UK and internationally. But that I think is quite a high number for a festival like that, to have that many people coming locally.
Yeah, I would have thought so. So look, let's drill Great. Down a bit further into city roots, perhaps, and pick out a few highlights of what people can see, large and small. What would you point us in the direction of?
Well, I'd be remiss in not pointing to tonight, where we've got, as we've discussed, the brilliant Sona Jabata and Montevaldo. So on tonight at the Corner Exchange, it's the opening concert, and tickets are still on sale, so you can go to that should you wish. Other little sort of interesting picks that I would point people towards would include a guy called Darren Edens, who's going to be playing the Portland Arms with a local artist called S.J. Mortimer. Darren,
Flying Pigs fame.
Absolutely, yeah. And she will have indeed her Flying Pigs with her on the evening as well. So that is next Friday. I think it is the 2nd of March. And Darren Edens, if you were lucky enough to catch him at the Folk Festival in 2017, is a fantastic Canadian-Welsh sort of bluegrass banjo-playing songwriter who's just brilliant. He's really, really great. And then the thing that I'm also quite interested in as well is the CC Smugglers are going to be doing a masterclass at Miller's Music, and that's going to be on Monday coming. They're going to be doing a free to attend informal music session at the Cambridge Union Bar after as well. So if you are in Cambridge next Monday evening, do pop in. It was going to be
Sounds an interesting one, actually. Actually, the concept of CC Smugglers in a bar actually also sounds dangerous from previous experience with them. But that could be an interesting one. And Tom Robinson, of course, a great name. We kind of started off here, really. People kind of forget that.
Yeah, it's great. I was listening to him today. He's from Cambridge or the area anyway. I think he lived in the region until he was about 16. And I think he's played here quite regularly, actually. And so he's come back to the city.
Not that long ago, he was at the Portland.
I think he was.
If I remember correctly. Yeah.
Yeah. It sold out at the Portland, and our programmer Roisin saw him up at the Folk Expo in Manchester a few months ago and was blown away. So we thought it would be a perfect fit for City Roots.
Yeah, okay. Probably got time to mention a couple more if you want to.
One of the things that's going to be very interesting about the festival is Wilco Johnson being interviewed tomorrow, Saturday evening, in fact, at the Cambridge Union Society.
So that's an interview rather than the performance.
Absolutely.
Might he bring something with him? And
He may well do. I can't guarantee. No. I can't deny either. John Robb's going to be interviewing him, who's a very interesting music aficionado as well. So that's going to be at the Union Bar. At the Union Society debating chamber on Saturday night, and there'll be probably some music on in the bar after as well, I would imagine.
Okay, that sounds good.
And the last thing, another thing, I'm happy to go on for and list the whole festival, but Megson are being programmed by the Cambridge Junction. And
they are very, very good. When did I see them? Can't remember. It wasn't at the Folk Festival, although I think they were there.
They have played before, yeah. So they're actually going to be playing at the St. Barnabas Church on Mill Road, which is just a beautiful venue.
And super venue.
Our partners, the Cambridge Junction, are going to be promoting that, so we're really excited to be working with them on it.
Now, people are going to want to probably work out who's on when. Well, I can see you've got a little sort of fold-up little leaflet kind of thing.
A lovely leaflet,
yes. Yeah, so the kind of one which, if I opened it, there's no way it would get back together again.
And there is a map as well, which
that's also useful.
Yes, you can check out all of the details, all of the gigs, all of the listings on the Cambridge Folk Festival website, cambridgefolkfestival.co.uk, or you can go to the Cambridge Live website, cambridgelivetrust.co.uk, and you'll see the signposting to City Roots, and they'll give you all the details and everything you need.
Now, I should have checked this before, but I've got a song from Wildwood Kin lined up next. When are they on?
They're playing with Ward Thomas, supporting Ward Thomas, on Sunday the 4th of March. Tickets are selling really quickly, but there are some limited availability. So that's the 4th of March, Wildwood Kin.
That sounds good. We'll have a song from them before we do the travel. David, thank you very much indeed for coming in. David O'Hara from Cambridge Live, talking about City Roots, which is underway tonight. And from Wildwood Kin, here's Run.